For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
For the last 2 years, I've been saying the same thing about this team. A lot of people are like, man, Q, damn. I hear you, but I have to say it until they say it. And I kept saying it, and they said it. The whole thing on Pennon, that he shouldn't be on that side, it would fail. I said all that from day one. Now they saying we're going to put him on the right side. We're going to have a position and mental reset. Almost the same shit I said verbatim 2+ weeks before he said it. Accountability and attention to detail. Dennis Allen said that in the same sentence. Same stuff in the interviews the other day. Same stuff I've been saying for the last 2 years of failure with the Saints go well beyond the talent on the field. They have mental and psychological issues within the team attributes that they're lacking, which is hurting them in winning these games. And accountability was one of those things. Now, all of a sudden, accountability and attention to detail are the buzzwords in the Saints organization now. Yes. No. This is all because of the great Saint Think Tank and the Who Dat Nation and people that won't be programmed by this type of tripe, this type of garbage. This is what this is. This is trash and garbage. This is trash and garbage. This guy doesn't have any receipts to back up anything he's saying about these players. He criticizing Lattimore, who had a lacerated kidney. Still came back. This is trash radio. This is easy work for me, man. Easy work. When you don't know the history and what's going on, man, I'll slow walk your ass. This is what this is. This is garbage, man. This is garbage. You don't have any receipts to prove any of this stuff. And these men should really sue you.
And how you work that out and how you manipulate that out. But I'm telling you, deep down, if they could get what they wanted to trade for Marshawn Lattimore, he'd be gone pecan.
Like I said, they can't trade Marshawn Lattimore right now because they will lose money trading him right now. They have to wait until after June 1st. And the window to trading him in 2024 would be between June 1st and the start of the season. I did a full stream on breaking that down. When you talk contract, that's when you start getting into where the area of potential trade could be June 1st to the start of the season, which I would still keep an eye out too, just in case. But that is the window if you're going to trade him. You can't trade him right now. You'll lose money doing it. If he'd done his research, he would have knew that.
He'd be out of here.
See, now that's another problem, I think, too. And obviously, I know if
they're not going to get the value what they think because
of his injuries the past 2 years. But he is one of the top 10 corners.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But he's not good people. And you go, Abraham, what do you know about good people?
Seriously, bro. What the hell do you know about good people? What do you know? He's not good people. Now, so let's just do a recap of the name calling, the disparaging names that Bobby Hebert and called Marshawn Lattimore. He said that he gets high. He said he gets high. Sound like he gets high. Don't have any receipts on that. He made several references to Marshawn Lattimore getting high, which I don't have any receipts. There is no information saying that Marshawn Lattimore gets high. If he got high like this asshole talking about, he would have got popped a long time ago. He never failed any tests. How dare this dude say that about that man? That's disrespectful for a clean athlete. That's disrespectful. He also then says that he can't talk, that he need to go and have them teach him how to talk. And this is coming from Bobby Hebert, a dude that sound like he got gumbo stuck in his damn mouth permanently. I mean, come on, dude. You can't talk about Marshawn Lattimore like that. He speaks fine. When he speaks, I understand him and everybody else do. He called him Michael Thomas 2.0. He called him a prima donna. He called him a rotten apple. And then he says that he's not a good dude, whatever the hell that means from him. He's not a good person, good dude, whatever the hell that means. It's just amazing. Just comes out and then he's pocket watching the man. But he's not doing that to Derek Carr. He's not doing that to Dennis Allen. He's not doing that to Mickey Loomis. He's not going above the player, but blaming the player for being upset about the team losing. Shouldn't he be looking at the coach and those above the coach, perhaps the owner? Don't want to go there. That's too rich for my blood. That's my paymasters.
That's another problem, I think, too. And obviously, I know
they're not going to get the value what they think because
of
his
injuries the past 2 years. But he is one of the top 10 corners.
Without a doubt. But he's not good people. And you go, Abraham, what do you know about good people? All I know, I just know a team sport. And I know Lattimore in the locker room. He's too about, it's
more than me than about we.
There's nothing wrong with being about me, but it's a combination of me and we.
Yeah.
It's a balance there. There's a balance there. And I think a Lattimore and Michael Thomas didn't have that balance. It was too much more about me.
That's some BS and bull. That's enough of that, man. That's some BS and bull about me and we. When we talk about Dennis Allen in the mix, when we talk about him putting Pete Carmichael up there to fail and Pete Carmichael not knowing what to do, Pete Carmichael being ballless, Pete Carmichael being over his head. When we talk about that, if you're going to go back in the season and criticize Marshawn Lattimore, and that's why I bring and I want everybody to remember why Lattimore was upset. The question should be, why was Marshawn Lattimore upset? Why was he upset? He was upset because the direction of the team under the head coach, they wasn't going anywhere. The 7-9 last year, no playoffs. This past season, no playoffs. The off-cold behavior during the year. Then at the end of the year, the stuff that happened with the Falcons. And he goes out there and throws his entire team under the bus, throws them completely up under the bus. Says nothing about that. Nothing about that at all. He also made, like I said, he also made a comment about Jamal Williams' touchdown. He called it a punk-ass touchdown. He said that too, but didn't say what Dennis Allen was doing was punk-ass. So like I said, man, these guys, they got a narrative to place. He blames and tries to project a narrative that Marshawn Lattimore has a beef and he's trying to control the narrative. No, ain't no narrative controlling going on Marshawn Lattimore's side. He just wants to win football games. He got nothing to do with that. All that's on the head coach side, which he had zero smoke for Dennis Allen. Zero smoke for Dennis Allen. Zero smoke for Dennis Allen. No smoke for Dennis Allen, but nothing but pocket watching, disparaging hatred for a young player who had not gotten in any trouble, except for the little stuff he had when he went back to hometown with them dumb people he had with his car, try to blame him. He got out of that. That was some BS. He's been a perfect citizen since he's been down here. He's been a solid player for the Saints. He hasn't been a locker room cancer. That's not what's going on here, even though he's trying to create a narrative that Marshawn Lattimore is not a good dude. It's amazing, man. Absolutely amazing. Let me see if I got a few more things. See, I'm gonna see if he says something about Jamal Williams on the second concert series. I don't really want to hear this mess, but I think that's it.
Worried about.
All right. So I think that was it from him doing that, but I want to say it was. I'm not certain.
Because the collective bargaining agreement, you got to talk to the media at least once a week. Now, we didn't.
That was it. So that's the reality, man. It's just I don't like it. I don't like it. I think it was awful for him to do that. That was nothing but a bunch of hatred, a bunch of disparaging, unprovable comments. You can't prove Lattimore gets high. You can't prove any of the things that you were saying, that he's not a good dude. Who the hell are you to say that? You don't hang around that guy. You don't know what he's doing. He's not a good dude. And remember, all that was said prior when the conversation started about him not talking to the press. So that's what you get when you don't talk to the press. You get lambasted by Bobby Abear, called all kind of names. while doing a backhanded comment that you are the greatest cornerback the Saints ever had, but it's a short room. It's a small room. So listen, fam, that's awful, man. But these were kind of people we got down here with this kind of stuff, this old dinosaur. But like I said, all I want to do, this is easy work for me, but all I want to do is just put this on your mind and make y'all guys see that a lot of these people that work directly for the team, that come out with these shows and talk about stuff with the Saints, they're not going to keep it real with you 100%. They're not going to tell you the truth. But when the team in trouble, they're going to spin narratives to protect the team because they got weird relationships with the team. They get paid by the team. They don't want to lose their press badges. They're not going to tell you. So when stuff start happening with the team, they're going to always blame the player. You see, it's easier for them to blame the player than to blame the head coach who set the atmosphere of dysfunction for the player to get upset by. See? You can always go up the line, up the ladder to find out where it started, because it didn't start with Lattimore. It started with Dennis Allen, not winning, not being a good leader, not being a person that's staying on the people that he's hiring to do the job that they're supposed to be doing, not looking at them and saying, look, I'm going to change it up right here. I'm going to take you and move you out, put Ronald Curry in here, let him call the plays for a couple of weeks, see how the team responds, okay? Pete Carmichael wouldn't have said nothing but okay, because you know he's thinking. Said the same thing to Doug Marrone. Hey, Doug, listen, man, we're going to take you down. I'm going to put Jairi over this a little bit, see what if we can spark a little something going on right here. I don't like the direction of what's going on. Doug Marrone would have said, okay, coach, I understand. Because the line wasn't doing very good. But he didn't do anything. He let it stay the same, and they failed. Then they came out and smithed excuses. And then scapegoated Pete Carmichael, bringing a whole new staff. But that don't escape the fact that what really happened, and that's why that man was upset. But you got this dude coming in here with lies and innuendo and none of this stuff he can prove. He can't prove any of this stuff that he was saying is unfortunate. Talking about it, you pay him and you can't control him. What do you think? It's a plantation, Abel? Yes, you do. That's you damn sure think it's a plantation, don't you? Don't you, Abel? You pay him all that money and you can't control him. What? Who talking about controlling who? What are you talking about? You catch that? Let them prattle on long enough, they'll start exposing themselves, fam. Let them prattle on long enough, and they'll expose themselves. Let me get some comments from the chat. Family Jack Hunter says, what's up, Jack? Says, why is Bobby painting a bad picture of the dude and saying to trade him? Isn't he sabotaging his own field? The dude is confused. No, dude is stupid. He's stupid, jealous. And it's just, that is an awful take for Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore is none of those things that Bobby Hebert called him, man. That's old pocket watching, old Fozzie Bear activity that guy doing. B-Con says, Q, much love to you and yours. I've been upset with all this for the last 2 years. I'm shaking. He says, I'm shaking. Got to look out for myself. Peace. Okay, appreciate you, bro. All right. John says, drunk talk. You never know with him. Slim says, Laddie is the best cornerback in history. Bobby Hebert did nothing for the Saints. Gooney says, hey, they just made a documentary called Saints and Sinners about the Bounty Gate. Yeah, I've heard about that. Kathleen, what's up, Kathleen? Shout out to you. Brute Saint says, glad we got independence like Big Q giving us. We thank you, bro. Appreciate you. That's the counterbalance. Because when you get close to the team, you can't criticize the team. You can't tell the truth. They don't want you to. Like I told you, man, Sean, down here, Tom Benson, when he really got his money together, he started buying newspapers. He bought like the Times-Picayune. He ultimately ended up selling it, but he bought the paper that was criticizing his team for years. Pete Finney and all these other guys that were writing articles for years that was tearing the Saints up in the newspapers, tearing them up. He bought the NOLA Dot. He bought the Times-Picayune. He ultimately ended up selling them like maybe a couple of years later, something like that. But he bought the paper that provided the negative print. That's what they do. If they don't like how you're talking, they just try to buy your stuff and shut you down from. That's what they do. So you get one way, you get one message, and that's what the independents are supposed to do. Independents ain't supposed to be like the regular people, folk. It's supposed to be a separation like church and state. That's what the bottom is supposed to be. You can work with people. Don't try to be that so you can get a job with them and try to be what they are. If you're independent, you're supposed to counterbalance that against them, or you will become what they are. They are necessary just like you are. It's a line there. And that line's supposed to be there. It's supposed to be there. There's a reason why they got independents and people that are commercial people that work with the commercial. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get 100% real from them because they're invested with the team. That's real. That's real talk there. That's how that stuff really goes. Jack said, I thought they proved Bountygate was just a disgruntled. They did, bro. They did. They did. The NFL put out, they had an independent. I've been busting people ass with that for a long time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For whatever reason, they don't want to hear. The NFL had an independent, I'm going to show y'all an article. I did a show on that, busting them up. I've been busting that up. I covered it on the show. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can pull it up because I had the article. I'm going to see if I can find it, man. I'm going to find it. I'm going to post it to the chat because they did an independent investigation. An independent investigation that proved that the Saints were innocent and the league issued an apology and everything. I'm going to find it and I'm going to share it with you guys. Because they did it, they found all the stuff was unreputable. That they did the stuff that they took. That's why I don't like Roger Goodell, man. Because the investigation proved that he had an axe to grind and that all that stuff that they were using wasn't even valid. That the independent investigation, they threw all that stuff out. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I can find the article. Yeah, it was Paul Tagliabue, the one that did it. Here it is. Damn, it's a pay article. Damn it. Paul Tagliabue was the one that did the damn investigation. Let me see. Hold on. I can't. It's a pay article. Hold on. Washington Post did it. He vacated all. Let me see if I can find a video report about it. Because Paul Tagliabue was the one that did the investigation to prove the Saints were innocent. Let's see if I could pull it up. I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to show it to y'all, though. But that's where you can start at right there with the Paul Tagliabue did it. Because it was an art. Yeah. Let me see. NFL players, meanwhile. NFL Players Association, meanwhile, praised Tagliabue's decision. We believe that when a fair process takes place, a fair outcome will result. Numerous NFL players expressed on Twitter their delight with the ruling. Drew Brees tweeted his congratulations to his vindicated current and former teammates. Congratulations to our players for having the suspensions vacated. Unfortunately, there are some things that can never be taken back, he wrote. The Steelers' Ryan Clark said, who has been outspoken critic of Goodell, celebrated Tiger Bulls reeling. You know, here it is. This is one of the, this one of them right here. This is one of the articles right here. Paul Tagliabue vacates the penalties. In a sharp rebuke to successes handling of the NFL Bounty Gates investigation, Paul Tagliabue overturned the suspension of four current players in the place. And he says, former New Orleans Saints players in case that has preoccupied the league for almost a year. Tagliabue, appointed by Goodell to handle appeals, said they found that three players engaged in detriment conduct. He said that participating in performance pool that rewarded players, including bone jarring hits, all that kind of stuff. He said that the entire case has been contaminated by coaches and other players in the Saints organization. The team's coaches and managers led a deliberate, unprecedented, and effective effort to obstruct an NFL investigation. That's what the ruling said. And then they said that, and you can see, if you read this article, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, you can read it for yourself, but there's other articles, and you can see Jonathan Vilma and Drew Brees, their comments are in. Here goes Drew's commentary, Ryan Clark, Chris Harris, who was in there, said he felt bad for Hargrove, who was released by the Packers in training camp and hasn't signed with a new team, as the bounty case perhaps kept teams away from him. He said, really sucks for Anthony Hargrove, who lost a year of salary, pension, and severance pay, credited season, as well as his 401k. NFL challenged, he said, meanwhile, players have challenged NFL's handling of the entire process in federal court. But Berrigan had been waiting to see how the latest round of appeals played out before the decision. But it goes into it. It's a long article that happened that they talked about right here, where Paul Tagliabue did an independent investigation of Bounty Gate and turned all that stuff over. Where there was also an apology that was issued. There's a whole document that you can read, if you can find it, that the NFL released that apologized to the New Orleans Saints organization, but it did not reward the picks that they took from the Saints or the money that they lost. They apologized to the New Orleans Saints. I covered it. So, like I said, man, it's all good, man. We're going to keep it moving. But just to show y'all, man, what time, that's a little sidebar, man. But anyway, listen, I'm going to get ready to get up out of here, man. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all listening to me today. Jason says, hey, Q, Buddy D would be slobbering and spitting all over him. Right? Squoil. You'd probably call him a squirrel. A squoil. It's just, it's stupid, man. Stupid. That's awful stuff that he said about Lattimore. Awful stuff. Called them all them names. Said that he get high. For a player that's clean like Lattimore, that was an insult, man. That's an insult. True Hurst says, fun fact, even with the, I don't know, percussion's covered up, wearing a hat, sunglasses. Okay, y'all talking about the sun out there. Okay. Kevin says, NFL is a perfect example of how our government works. Oh, yeah, unfortunately. Corrupt. Yeah. Very corrupt. Jack says, the initial narrative is so important because most people don't even know Bounty Gate was BS. I know. And then when all this came out, the media didn't have the same ferocity in reporting the truth that they did to lie, which is what it is. A lot of times these people are paid to lie and create narratives. You know, you might want to, it's different things, man. You can find so much stuff, man, if you just have a mind to look. Feel free to look up Operation Mockingbird. Try that one out. Now, you know, I'm a reader. I got books behind me. I got some library. I want y'all to look up Operation Mockingbird and really get your mind knocked off. Really get your mind expanded. But anyway, listen, man, this is my final thought on this whole thing was, this is terrible. This is awful. This was stupid. This was back-ass. This is an old man disgruntled about a player. He has no receipts to prove any of the things that he was saying about Lattimore. It's an insult for you to call Marshawn Lattimore Michael Thomas 2.0. It's an insult for you to call Michael Thomas that, like Michael Thomas didn't do anything for the New Orleans Saints organization. Michael Thomas was a hardworking wide receiver who, prior to him getting hurt, worked his ass off for the Saints for many years. Nobody gave him nothing. He wasn't fast, that's true, but he worked hard every day. And he is one of the best wide receivers the Saints have ever had. Matter of fact, where is Michael Thomas in terms of his catches in the New Orleans Saints organization. Let me see. Let me look that up right quick. Michael Thomas. Because Michael Thomas, let me see. What is this? Let me look that up. Where is he at in the organization in terms of catches? Where is he at in rank in terms of where he is in the Saints build? And I know for his career with the Saints, he played in 83 games. Games played. Yeah, 83 games. And that's not including the playoff, the seven playoff games he had. He caught 565 balls out of 743. That's ridiculous. He averaged 7 yards per catch. He had over 6,500 receiving yards. His career catch mark is 11.6 yards per catch. He had 36 touchdowns in his career so far. 36 touchdowns. And like I said, all this stuff is not including, you know, his playoff stuff. I'm trying to figure out where he is in terms of, isn't he number one? Y'all let me know. Where is Michael Thomas at? Oh, he's number one. Okay. There you go. Yeah, I'm about that. Pull the stats up. Cause I was like, man, I think he's number one in the Saints records books. So how you making these disparaging comments about these players, and all they ever did down here was put up so much production that they took down records of the past wide receivers. But Michael Thomas is such a bad guy though, but he has all of this. He got all the records. He got all the records. You see what I'm saying? Michael Thomas was another dude that didn't like to talk to the media a lot either. So if whoever don't talk to the media, they get pissed off at you and start doing this type of stuff. Try to berate you into talking to them. These some evil people, man. Remember that every time they try to talk about Michael Thomas being a prima donna when he holding all the Saints records. How is he a prima donna when he got all of the top stats, fool? Marshawn Lattimore is the Saints' best cornerback, but he's a prima donna? Shouldn't that be a compliment? But don't let him be around your players. He's a gear. It's remaining. He criticizing two of the top players that ever played for the New Orleans Saints, and this guy was at best probably the third or fourth best quarter. I don't even think it was that. Drew is far behind. He probably the third or fourth quarterback among them. He ain't even better than Aaron Brooks. I don't think his numbers are better than Aaron Brooks. I think Brooks got better numbers than him. I think he like maybe fourth or fifth on the list. This is, like I said, man, it's just, don't pay no attention to that trash radio shit, man. That's trash, man. Dude, don't have no evidence, no proof. That's awful saying that. And I hope them guys respond in kind, man, and let them know, man, listen, that kind of bullshit ain't going to be tolerated, man. Because he wouldn't like that if somebody came for his old ass like that, man. That's terrible, man. But anyway, like I said, last thing, Michael Thomas 2.0. Michael Thomas, the best wide receiver the Saints ever had. All the records. Marshawn Lattimore, the best cornerback Saints ever had. He going to have all the records if he ain't got them. So what's the beef here? These guys, when they played, they performed. When they played, they performed. Even with all of the injuries, Michael Thomas still took all the Saints records down. No, you don't hear none of that, do you? Because it's all about painting people to make them look worse, to protect the Saints coaches. Don't make me put Dennis Allen's wins, the loss ratio up here. That's really what you need to start attacking at. Anyway, listen, man, let me get on up out of here, man. This is just trash radio at its finest, man. Look, I just disrespect everything they got going on with that comment. That was awful. I know the other guy said that he don't believe in him. I forgot the man's name. I'm sorry. I should know these people. I'm sorry. I just don't, man. I just be busy. But the other man said that he don't buy into what the guy was saying and all this kind of stuff. But this is awful, man. And I'm pretty sure that the people ain't going to make him issue out an apology for saying all this hateful, disrespectful stuff about these players, man. They probably not going to do it. But please berate the hell out these people in the comment section. Make them, you know, when you get an opportunity, these people do their shows and they're talking all that shit about these players, berate these people. When you get on, if they open up the phone lines, berate these and educate these people so that they don't feel like they can come out and say this evil, twisted ass stuff about players who are innocent. That guy didn't do none of that. All these guys do is perform to the highest levels of the organization, Michael Thomas and Marshawn Lattimore. You can't say shit about them, man, in my book. All right, I'm up out of here, man. I'm going to get up out of here, man. I got the Pelican Post Game Report coming up in about 30 minutes. Y'all hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, fam. Y'all have a fantastic rest of y'all evening or night, rather, and I'm going to holler at y'all on the next stream. Much love and who that to you.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah. Probably like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
The Sports Coma is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.